काल्यमानः बीइंग कैरिड ऑफ अपि ऑल्दो बलिनः पावरफुल वायोः ऑफ द वेन इव लाइक घन ऑफ क्लाउड्स आवलैः ए मास. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead said, as a mass of clouds does not know the powerful influence of the wind, a person engaged in material consciousness does not know the powerful strength of the time factor by which he is being carried. The great politician, Pandit, named Chanakya, said that even one moment of time cannot be returned even if one is prepared to pay millions of dollars. One cannot calculate the amount of loss there is in wasting valuable time, either materially or spiritually. One should be very alert in utilizing the time which has at his disposal. A conditioned soul lives in a particular body for a fixed measurement of time. And it is recommended in the scriptures that within that small measurement of time, one has to finish Krishna consciousness and thus gain release from the influence of the time factor. But unfortunately, those who are not in Krishna consciousness are carried away by the strong power of time without their knowledge, as the clouds are carried away by the wind. This is the new chapter describing the adverse fruiting activities which are also regulated by the time factor. So in the previous chapter, the effect of time has been vividly described and how we have been influenced by such factor is recognized. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militandena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtram Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Pratapadakamam Sri Guram Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagajatam Saganarupanathantam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Saganalalita of the Supreme Personality of God that controls everything. The time is calculated from the onset of creation till the dissolution. It's an in-between period. Yasyasya nisvasati kālavathāvalambhya jīvanti loma vilajā jagadandanātha viṣṇur mahāgīyasya kalā viśeṣo govinda mādi purushottamaham vajanam. I worship the primal Lord Govinda, whose portion of portion is Mahavishnu, from whose exhalation and inhalation calculates the time. Or the time itself is dependent upon the exhalation and inhalation. In the exhalation, all the universes are coming out like the dust particles. And when he inhales, they are annihilated and brought back into us. So, the in-between period is sustenance, and that is called the dependent period between the two breathing processes, inhalation, exhalation. So, this is the onset of the time. And this breathing process of Mahavishnu is the controlling factor for all the manifested universes, because they are forced to come and to be for some time and then again annihilated within the body of Mahavishnu. So, this regulatrix potency is also been attributed to the whirling of Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshan Chakra is also embodiment of the time factor. But this time factor acts according to the desire of the Lord. It means the time itself is obedient to the command of the Lord. So whenever Krishna desires to annihilate the whole creation, or whenever there is burden on the earth by the miscreants, and it becomes unbearable to his faithful servant like Mother Earth, then Krishna comes to protect. And he gets rid of the unwanted burden by the factor of time. So even it says, Lord Krishna is showing Vishwarupa to Arjun, and the all devouring activities Arjun sees is being conducted by the fearful form of Virata. He sees all the great warriors, including his grandfather, spiritual master, they are entering, rushing into the blazing mouths of the Virata Rupa. So it was too difficult for Arjun to understand when the time of annihilation is there, our discriminating faculty does not work. We become totally captivated by all devouring process. We lose the composure. We become so fearful. Fear is the first and foremost symptom of Kala. Kala is not a very sweet factor. It's for the ignorant. It is saying the ignorants who are obsessed by sense gratification waste their time uselessly. But they do not know that they are being carried away by the time towards the annihilation. Just like the clouds do not know themselves what is the cause of their drifting. Clouds are compelled to ignore this. And a willful indulgence in the ignorance becomes more denser like cloud. In Harinam Chintamani, actually the mist is compared to ignorance, and the clouds are connected to unearthers, the unwanted activities of sense gratification. So they become more denser to exhibit the ignorance. So naturally, the clouds do not know, the unearthers do not know, or the one who is involved in unearth activities, he does not know the effect of time, because he is bewildered. He is already in ignorance. So, the cause of the kala is Lord Krishna himself, and those who are ignorant of the effect of time because of their unwanted activities that create nothing but burden on the earth, pollution. Sense gratification is polluting the whole atmosphere. It is the sense gratification that is becoming a remote cause for destruction. If you see, who is violating this? Who is not afraid of the kala? Those who are in ignorance. They are not afraid because they do not know the effect of kala. But when kala becomes manifest right on the face, then they are terrified. All of a sudden. Kala cannot be calculated. One is given a specific time of existence, Srila Prabhupada says, not a breath more. But one does not know how many breaths he is going to take. But one is destined to, have a calculated set number of breaths that he can take. So, how to remove this ignorance? First, we should understand that this ignorance is the cause of our fear. And ignorance, which is causing fear, but yet we are obsessed by sense gratification, so we want to make controls to remove the fear artificially by the defensive methodology. A defense. How come defense can ever reduce fear? Actually, we see the result of defensive system that it has increased the fear of extinction rather than decreased. So, ignorance is continued. Here, the clue is given how to become fearless. There are beautiful verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, and if we understand, then we will also become fearless. So, I would like to look into this, the kala, time and its effect. In Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter, when Krishna showed this Virata Rupa, Arjuna is perplexed and seeing all this ghastly warfare and the effect of it. He is asking Krishna, because he totally forgot that who is this personality? He is not my friend. My friend has assumed the other form which I am ignorant of. So let me ask at least. So he says, who are you? Why are you being showing me this particular, form of yours? Krishna responds, Kalohamasmi Lokakshaya Pravruttho. Lokasamahattam iha pravruttaha. I am time personified, the destroyer of all the dynasties. And I am present here to engage in the everyone present here in the destructive. I am engaging them. I am influencing them. What you are saying that I am not killing, but I am engaging them that they will be killed by each other. Now this time factor is also controlling the past, present and future. So Krishna declares that Rite api tvam nabi eshti sarve ye avasthita pratyanikeshu yodha. Just leaving you far, all will be perished. So Arjuna is told the future or the outcome of this battle. The Kala includes the past, present and future. And Krishna is telling him that if this is the outcome, what is my desire? That besides you five, every will be perished, including Krishna's own Narayani Seva. Krishna's own army that Duryodhana took. Krishna wants them to also disappear. Tasmat pumbhattishtha. For that is why you should get up. Yasholabhasva. Gain the victory and the fame, jitva shatran bhukshva, by conquering the enemy. I'm showing you the result. Now you fight. And you'll be victorious. Guaranteed. And you will enjoy the kingdom without any enemy. Rajyam samruddham maye vihite nita purvameva. I have already decided this thing in the past. Krishna is declaring the past. I have already decided not to annihilate them in the past. So the future is yours to enjoy. But now you fight. The presence is to fight. So nimitta matra bhava sampesaj. Just become my instrument. The present tense or the present is nothing, but it should be used as an instrument of Lord Krishna's desire. Don't tell that I will do it tomorrow. Do it now. Now is the time. How can I serve it, my Lord? Become an instrument. So, when we discuss of the time, time is preordained. It is directly under the control of Lord Shri Krishna. We see, we ignore, we violate this. And when we do not obey Krishna's instruction, then we fall into the trap created by our own desire. Because there is no other controlling factor of the time, and the time itself is controlling the instrumental energy of Lord Krishna called Maya. Shrishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chayeva jachya bhuvanani vibharti Durga. Durga Mata is instrumental She wants to work in the presence. She is not concerned with the past or future. She is such an obedient servant. She acts in the present. And under the false hope to get some benediction from her in future, we bribe her in present. We worship now, and hopefully she will give us something in future. No. She wants to act in present, in subordination of Lord Shri Krishna. So why don't we also follow her and help her to serve Krishna? By our serving Lord Shri Krishna, she will be also glad. We are not becoming an impediment in her service. Otherwise, we distract her. We distract the deliverance. So we see that this is how the Kala becomes the most predominant factor for the controlling. And the one who wants to remain rebellious will always bear out of the knowledge of it. It will not be possible for him to make any tangible success. So we see how we are being affected by this time. By the rising of the sun and setting of the sun, it cuts down our lifespan. Ayur bharati vaipunsam udyan astav yannasav tasya te yat kshano nita uttam sloka vartaya. The rising of the sun and setting of the sun decreases our lifespan, but those who are wise do not waste their time but glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mary's Violet doesn't want to be confined within the limits of the time because he has predominant desire over Krishna's desire. His desires are more predominant for him. Whether they have been created by ignorance, but it is his own creation, so he is supposed to handle it. He can't blame anybody else for it. So, in the competition of fulfilling one's own desire, the human being ends up exploiting each other. But the time vector of Krishna's representation is behind both of them. Just like the tiger of the time is chasing an animal is ignorant, doesn't know the tiger is chasing. So we see, even though we try to fulfill our desires of sense gratification, but material energy is completely opposite energy of the soul's energy. But soul is accepting himself to be the part of material energy, creates a total ignorance about the reality. Therefore, material energy does not allow the desires to be fulfilled, even though he may try. Try your luck, baby. But no, you'll be frustrated. The frustration creates fear. Fear of what? Annihilation. This fear is applicable to whom? Those who are conscious beings. But they are not Krishna conscious beings. But they are conscious of their self-interpretation, fulfillment of their own desires. They think the whole material world has been created to satisfy my senses. So, the ignorance is piled upon him. So we see, the other entities which are like the big cosmic manifested and cosmic manifested big planets, they are big entities. But seemingly they are not conscious. But they are conscious because they do not violate the time factor. Even though they will become instrument when everything will be withdrawn, they will be also withdrawn. But out of fear, all the cosmic energy and energetic principles, out of fear of that Supreme Personality, they act in a very, very obedient way. So, in the previous chapter, the whole section of these entities, you know, act in their particular mission to help the Lord has been described. The most famous verse that Srila Prabhupada quotes is that सूर्यस्तपति यत् भयात् यत् भयात् वर्षते देवो भगणो भाति यत् भयात्. By whose fear even the wind blows, the sun is shining. By whose fear the devatas supply the necessities of the life, and by whose fear even the celestial bodies shine. Fear. They are obedient. They are always fearful. But we are not obedient. And yet we are fearful. To know the supremacy, even the dead entities act in obedience. Why not a conscious entity act? So naturally, this element of bhaya is imposed upon him. How could you be coming out of the clutches of the symptom of time? Bhaya, you must be. It is therefore said that bhayam dvitiya vinimeshatasya ishat apetasya viparyayo smriti. The fear is imposed upon a living entity because he is ignoring the cause of all causes behind the creation. Ishat apetya viparyayo smriti. His remembrance is becoming dull, he forgets. Many a times we say, I'm sorry, I forgot. Do you think we'll be excused? Can you tell to Krishna, I'm sorry, I forgot you? No, constant remembrance is required. Ketan mayaya buddha abhajetram bhakteshe kisanam guru devatatma. Therefore, those who are intelligent, they worship the Supreme's order through the instructions of Guru and Krishna. They become obedient. We see, even our daily experiences, that the effect of time cannot be purchased by millions of dollars. A second spent cannot be replaced. The scientist would do anti-cyclotron project where a person will be put into a centrifuge and will be rotating in the reverse cycle. So it will be so speedy that it will be overcoming the effect of even future. So for example, in a 24 hour we get a new day, another day. But the speed of that 24 hour will be decreased several times by anti-centrifuge, they think. The centrifuge is rotating in cycle. So if some entity will be put in, he will go on a reverse cycle. So in the past, so effect of the future or the time will be nullified. Sometimes they do the other way around experiment. And in the time capsule, they put person as in high speed on a futuristic cycle. And they figure out something very fantastically, something out of their imagination, what happened. And they made so many movies like that, both for the past and the present, the future. But they ignore the presence. They ignore the presence. They do not want to act to remember the supreme cause of all causes. They want to forget it. So either the past or the future, it is simply nothing but concoction. It's a wishful thinking. And this kind of projects always receive failure. Nothing has been successful, but still they want to avoid the influence of time. You know, there is another conception of rejuvenation, and especially the body which gets older, they want to rejuvenate it. But effect of time is not there. You know. How much younger you want to look by plastic surgeries, yet the effect of time will be chasing. So the idea is that man wants to live for eternal, uninfluenced by the time factor, which is Krishna. He wants to avoid Krishna. So far he has not got any success. He has not got any success. What is required? That we have to utilize the best of the time in consciousness of Lord Shri Krishna, because time is Him. Therefore, the conclusion comes, ki etam nirvidyamanam icchatam akuto bhayam yoginam nirnitam harer namanukhi. Those who desire icchatam akuto bhayam, free from the doubt and fear, the wise, those who desire that there should not be any confusion created by the time. And should not there be any influence of the fear caused by the time? What should he do? Nirvidyamanana means those who are intelligent people. And they have thus discerned that yoginam nripa nirnitam, they have decided that one must chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The reason is given that tasyeva hetoho prayatet kovido na labhyate yad bhramatam upariyadha tal labhyate dukkhavat anyatah sukham kalena sarvatra gaviranosa. Kovida means learned people. Thus they analyze the whole situation which is caused by the ignorance, the effect of the time. And they now make an endeavor. Such endeavor of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is far superior than the endeavor of good work and go to heavenly planets and get rid of the time effect, because there is a longevity there. But now the time factor is also present there. Where is the time? Time is conspicuous by its absence in the spiritual world. We can't locate time in the spiritual world, and eternal. But yet, for varieties, some entity will take the part of sun, but would act according to Lord Krishna. So you will see some stars appearing, and even the moon appears in the eternal Rasa Lila in Goloka Vrindavan. The descriptions are there. Otherwise, in the material world, these elements, these entities, the sun, moon, they are actually remaining fearful. They won't go out of their orbit because the fear of breaking the order of the Supreme Personality of God. So, an intelligent person does not seek to such endeavors which are elevating them to higher planetary systems or lower planetary system. These endeavors are useless because the time is chasing there too. Tallabhyate dukkhavat anyatah sukham. The example is given. How is it wise to understand that without invitation miseries come on its own course? So happiness would not come on its own course. So one has to deliberate on this. Instead, just to escape from so-called imaginary miseries, which are caused by ignorance in the first place, they want to act, counteract, so they will not be miserable. Does it make any sense? Miseries and happiness, they will come in their own accord. But miseries are uninvited. But they don't have faith that happiness will also come uninvited. They don't trust. Because they are obsessed by sense gratification, they can't wait. They can't wait. So here, Uh, Such effect of the time is always scrutinized, misunderstood by those who are sober, thoughtful, and those who are always in the high esteem of devotional service. Gavira Kumsa means serious. So, we have to look to this time factor in a very, very serious way. And don't waste time. A second wasted will never be repurchased by any amount of money. So Kapil Dev has described very vividly about the effect of the time, yet the impetus for fruitive activity is there, and it shows how deep is this ignorance. So he will choose to describe the effects of the adverse activity in this chapter. So, because adverse activity will certainly expose the fear factor. The fear factor. In giving a good opinion of someone or something, of an achievement, people think of feel-good factor. Feel-good, remember when Vajpayee was the Prime Minister, he introduced his so-called achievements and advertised as a feel-good factor. That we are not that bad. We did something good for the people, so feel good. Why to criticize? But this is an artificial, very temporary, short-living factor. You can't make believe yourself that you are happy. I'm better off. When the tiger of time is chasing you, how much can you escape? So where is the question of feel-good factor? It is only a dissuading or misguiding to the general people who are themselves blind. So andha yatha andhai upaniyamaha te pishatantraya urdam nibadhyaha. A blind man leads other blinds. They all fall in the ditch. So, here Kapil Dev is elaborately telling that this ignorance is carrying us, far away from reality, and yet we do not know. We cannot find it. So, actually, Kaal or the time is the real cheater. Cheats us. Because we are ignorant folks, we must be cheated. A Kovida is not fool or ignorant. He is a learned person. Learned by discrimination. He is an intelligent person. Krishna conscious intelligence is a discriminating intelligence. That determines between sat and asat. Na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate asat. Ubayor api trashtram tattva darshivihi. Those who are seekers of truth, they first of all target on what is permanent and what is temporary. The permanent is one which is not having any cessation, and the temporary means one cannot endure in the existence. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Where's the mic? Here is the mic. Can somebody pass on? regulatrix is regulating. The material world is created, is sustained, and it will be dissolved. So there is a regulation. Regulated means there is a definite scheme controlling factors involving it to regulate. Irregularity comes when one is indulging his own desires without any regulations. Krishna is giving a very systematic, regulated process of creation, sustenance, and dissolution. But the man wants to interfere and disturb this regulation. A tiny man wants to interfere with the working of nature. At what extent he will be successful? Even collectively, they are being feared by their own actions. Whatever man has created for his sense gratification has been the root cause of their own fear. Any other question?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, is time factor has any, does time factor has any role to play in the spiritual world?
In Bhagavad Gita, time is described as an eternal factor. Right? So effect of the time gives us opportunity to rectify our misdeeds, because karma is not eternal. There's every possibility to rectify by understanding this time factor. Time is superior than karma. Karma can be changed. It's not an eternal thing. As we become more aware of Krishna's controlling aspect, then we tend to surrender. If we are intelligent, if we are proud, then we will challenge his authority. The pride comes from the influence of Maya, ignorance. Again, it is controlled by time. So there is nothing out of the purview of the time. Time is ever there in the material creation. Therefore, Krishna says, our eternal existence is also there. Even in the material world, Natvevam jatanasam natvam nevejanadipaha na chaiva pavishyamaha sarve vayamataha param. The highest reality that we are ever existing. We were existed before, we were, will be existing in future. So existence is continued. Time is controlled by Krishna. Time is not controlled by Krishna's pardon process. They are very insignificant. Any other thing? Prabhupada Gita.